USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Perhaps the biggest raise of national interest on the Election Day 2021 ballot was in Virginia, where Democrat Terry McAuliffe says he wants every vote to be counted in that race for governor.
Folks, if I said long ago, this is a different state. When Ralph and I were elected 8 years ago, we have made our state open and welcoming. But the fight continues. We got to make sure we protect women's right to choose here in the Commonwealth.
That was McAuliffe, who's been governor of that state before, speaking earlier in the evening to supporters, but not conceding to Republican Glenn Youngkin. Meanwhile, Eric Adams will become New York City's 110th mayor as voters chose him over the Republican challenger Curtis Sliwa. With a 7-0 Game 6 win in Houston, the Atlanta Braves have won the World Series. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
It's the city where the so-called defund the police movement was born. But most of the folks in that city have voted to keep the police force in place. Projections say Minneapolis residents decided to retain the city's traditional police department and not convert it to a Department of Public Safety. The measure had been sparked by the 2020 killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. The CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, giving the green light for children 5 to 11 to be able to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It followed a vote by the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization as they voted to approve the vaccines for those kids.
So we have a total of 14 yeses, 0 noes, and so the motion passes, and the interim recommendation is now a recommendation by the ACIP.
Now that it has full approval, those vaccinations can begin immediately. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We told you earlier that Eric Adams has been projected the winner of the New York City mayoral race, and in Boston, there's a projection as well. It appears the first ever woman or person of color will be elected the mayor there, as Michelle Wu is leading Anissa Esabi-George by a wide margin. Esabi-George has just conceded the race. The progressive Democrat Wu wants to make train service free in the city, and she wants to lift a ban on rent control in Boston. Wu's parents immigrated to the U.S. from Taiwan. If you're the one who buys the turkey for your family's Thanksgiving dinner, you've noticed perhaps in the past that turkey prices were never very high at this time of year, and supply of the birds was plentiful. This year, that might not be the case.
There are concerns the current supply chain backlog is having an impact on prices for goods, particularly food for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Butterball president and CEO Jay Jandrain, speaking on Fox Business, says companies like his have no control over the prices set for turkeys.
It is reasonable to expect that there will be some increase in cost this year. You're still looking at a pretty tremendous value, though, when you're looking at your whole bird purchase for Thanksgiving. So it's still a very economical protein for you to buy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.